AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House Ethics Committee has started a sexual assault investigation against California Democrat Eric Swalwell. He denies it. The AP's Julie Walker reports Swalwell suspended his campaign for governor in California.
The San Francisco Chronicle first to report on allegations from a former staffer, which the Associated Press has not verified. The woman said Swalwell sexually assaulted her twice while she was too intoxicated to consent. One of those times was allegedly in New York, where the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating. CNN also reporting on the woman's allegations, as well as accusations of sexual misconduct from other women. Swalwell's exit from the California governor's race left rivals scrambling. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says negotiations aren't over with Iran.
We've been called this morning by the right people, the appropriate people, and they want to work a deal. They would like to work a deal.
The military announced it will begin a blockade of Iranian ports aimed at pressuring Tehran into reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
We can't let a country blackmail or extort the world, because that's what they're doing. They're really blackmailing the world. We're not going to let that happen.
Iran has responded with threats against ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. A federal judge dismissed President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and publisher Rupert Murdoch over a story on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. In the order, the judge said the president failed to make the argument the article was published with the intent to be malicious, but gave the president a chance to file an amended complaint. Federal regulators have cited three contractors for safety violations stemming from the death of a worker helping to build a major immigration detention center last year in Texas. Wall Street stocks are higher in late-day trading. Oil prices are higher. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on more U.S. strikes on suspected drug smuggling boats.
The U.S. military says it blew up two boats accused of smuggling drugs in the Eastern Pacific Ocean and says the strike killed a total of five people, leaving one survivor. The attacks are part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers in Latin America. The latest strikes bring the total number of people killed in boat strikes by the U.S. military to at least 168 people. The Trump administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in early September. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A major spring snowstorm briefly closed a Northern California major interstate and extended the ski season. More than 3.5 feet of snow fell in the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains over the weekend, and more snow is in the forecast today. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.